Well, happy Easter. You know, over the years of ministry that I've had, I've always begun my Easter homily in the same way, and I don't see any reason to stop now. And that is with a Paschal greeting. It's a tradition that is found mostly in the Eastern Orthodox world, but it's something that I love to do, and we've all got to get involved. Now, this is what we do. We do this three times at ascending volume. I say, He is risen, and you respond, He is risen indeed. Let's try that. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Okay, I've asked the Lord not to listen to that. He's going to hear it now officially as we roll this thing out. Three times at ascending levels of volume. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen. Very good. I think Father Saunders heard that downstairs, all the way in his office. Well, you know, in today's account of the resurrection, we see Mary Magdalene running back to the upper room with a message. She had gone to the tomb of Jesus and found the stone that had been blocking the entrance had been rolled away. Now, the stone was about 4.5 feet in diameter and weighed hundreds and hundreds of pounds. It's nothing that could have been moved easily, and it was on this incline, so it had to be rolled uphill. Something had happened. Assuming that the authorities may have moved the body of Jesus, Mary reported back to Peter and John, and she said, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." And, of course, the two immediately went to the tomb. Peter and John ran as fast as they could. John, a little bit better in shape, got there first. But here comes Peter. John had stopped at the entrance, and Peter went right on through into the tomb itself. And there they found a strange sight. The linens were folded neatly. In fact, the headpiece had been rolled up and placed separately on the slab. Obviously, the grave clothes were no longer needed by the owner. Now, every Sunday is a celebration of resurrection, a day when we proclaim His passion, His death, and His rising from the dead to destroy death. But today is Easter. And on this special day, in addition to the resurrection, we also can celebrate the discovery of His resurrection. The true joy and excitement that came forth as the apostles and the disciples encountered the evidence of His rising and then later actually encountered the risen Lord. Interestingly, none of the evangelists in any of the Gospels give us an account of the actual resurrection. None of them saw it, nor did any of the apostles. This was a private mystery that took place among the three members of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in divine unity. We don't know specifically what happened in the sealed tomb where Jesus Christ was raised from the dead after 3 days. His soul, both human and divine, had descended into hell. But now, united with His eternal body, He came forth. We do know that the stone was rolled away, not so that Jesus could get out, but that the discoverers could get in. They saw the results of resurrection. "They have taken the Lord," Mary had cried. And it was not the high priest nor the Sanhedrin who had taken Him. It was not Pilate, not the guards, not the apostles. It was the work of God. As we see in the reading of Acts, Peter continued to give witness to this amazing event, this miraculous experience throughout his entire ministry. While in Caesarea, in the passage that was read for us today, it says that this man of God, this is Peter speaking to the crowd, this man of God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses, chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with Him after He rose from the dead. The discovery of resurrection is an important aspect of this great day. Most of the time, None of us see resurrection, but only its result. In fact, St. Paul puts it this way in Romans 8:11. He said, "If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also." We see the results of the resurrection not only in the empty tomb. We see it also in the resurrected Jesus who met them in the upper room that day and then later at the Sea of Galilee. We see the results of resurrection in the life of the apostles after their time of resurrection with Jesus. And after the day of Pentecost, they boldly were proclaiming the gospel with resurrection joy and power. We see the results of the resurrection in the lives of those who heard the gospel through the lips of the apostles. Men and women, entire families that were changed and were living in holiness and in joy. We see the results of the resurrection in the lives of the fathers of the church throughout history and all of the saints who declared their own resurrection joy in the life that God had given them. We see the results of resurrection in the church today, looking at the many who were lost but now are found, blind but now see. Through the sacrament of baptism, they are being made new by the grace of the cross and by the resurrection power of God. We can see the results of the resurrection right in front of you, and that's me. There was a time in my life where I cared nothing for the things of God. But then, through mercy, forgiveness, and grace, Christ came and transformed my life and made me into a new person. You couldn't see what was going on inside. That was a private work that God was doing in me. But the change was immediately evident to all who were around. It doesn't always happen to everybody that way, but that's my experience. And in our passage today, all it took for John to believe that Jesus had risen from the dead was just to see the empty tomb and to see the linens lying there folded. That's all it took. Even before Jesus came and stood in their midst, it says that John believed. Today is a day of discovery. Today is a day when we are reminded of the results of the resurrection. We can look at the empty tomb. We can look at the resurrected Jesus. We can look at the testimony of history throughout time, the declaration of lives being changed. We can look at the vitality of the church throughout the ages. And we can even look around today, seeing each other here in the church 2,000 years later. That is the power of resurrection, and we can rejoice. Perhaps the greatest hymn of Easter is the one written by St. Maximus the Confessor, and this is what he writes: "Christ is risen. He has burst open the gates of hell and let the dead go free. He has renewed the earth through the members of his church, now born again in baptism, and has made it blossom afresh with men brought back to life. His Holy Spirit has unlocked the doors of heaven, which stand wide open to receive those who rise up from the earth. Christ is risen. His rising brings life to the dead, forgiveness to sinners, and glory to the saints. And so David the prophet summons all creation to join in celebrating the Easter festival. Rejoice and be glad, he cries, on this day which the Lord has made." So may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.